Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States remains deeply concerned by the continuing conflict in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC, and the risk of it spreading into a wider regional war, said Ambassador Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the U.N. Security Council.
We strongly condemn the staggering level of criminality and violence brought against the region's civilian populations, including human rights violations and abuses, unlawful use of child soldiers by armed groups, and conflict-related sexual violence.
There is no military solution to the crisis in the eastern DRC, stressed Ambassador Wood. That is why we support African-led diplomatic efforts to bring peace to the Great Lakes region.
The United States welcomes the open-ended ceasefire in eastern DRC, which Angola announced on July 30 and began on August 4. Now, Rwanda and the DRC must implement their commitments under the Luanda process and take meaningful steps on the ground to deliver peace.
Tragically, the DRC now has nearly 7 million internally displaced persons countrywide. In response, the United States has provided more than $893 million in humanitarian assistance to the DRC in fiscal year 2024 through the State Department, the U.S. Agency for International Development, and via international organizations and NGO partners. We call on all parties to grant access to comprehensive services for those affected by the conflict, especially survivors of gender-based violence, including conflict-related sexual violence, said Ambassador Wood.
We also call on the international community to mobilize additional resources to bolster the work of UN agencies, funds, and programs. And we call on governments to hold accountable those responsible for human rights violations and abuses committed in eastern DRC and the broader Great Lakes region.
As a means of ensuring accountability, the United States will continue to pursue sanctions against individuals and entities who threaten peace and security in the DRC, said Ambassador Wood. We urge member states to join us in this process. Finally, the U.S. will continue to work closely with the DRC, Rwanda, Angola, the African Union, United Nations, and other partners to support regional diplomatic efforts to end the violence and reach a durable cessation of hostilities. As Ambassador Wood stressed, we simply cannot afford the risk of violence in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo spreading into a regional conflict.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.